big tree.
At a big tree.
Do you remember magnolia?
Magnolia. I've heard of magnolia.
Uh huh.
Yes, but as I say, I don't know much about trees or plants.
What about a flowering bush called a spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron? Do you ever hear those?
I've heard of oleanders.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're very common here in Laredo, of mm-hmm. Pink and white and yellow, and I guess that's about all.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Uh-huh. And what different kinds of berries are there? Would you buy in the store here or go around here?
Pardon me, a strawberry and now that I think of it, here in Laredo was a very very known for their mulberry trees.
Mm-hmm.
And a strawberry and well, that's about the only thing that I buy in the store, strawberry, because I love them.
What about a berry? Some of them are red, some of them are black. It's got a rough surface to it. Do you hear
raspberry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't think so.
I've heard of that. No, I don't think so.
Say if you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
And the kinds of bushes or vines that'll make your skin break out if you touch them?
Ivy. Mm-hmm. Poison ivy.
How do you recognize that when you see it?
I don't know. I've never seen any. I've heard of it, but I've never seen any or come in contact with poison ivy.
Uh-huh. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
Have to ask my husband? Or?
Okay. And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that...
My old lady, my old man.
Uh-huh.
My ball and chain or...
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
A widow.
And if they're divorced, she'd be a...
Divorcee.
Do you ever hear the expression, grass widow?
Yes, uh-huh. What? I have. That applies to a divorced woman.
Uh-huh. They call her a
grass widow.
Uh-huh. And what did you call your father when you were little?
I didn't call him anything. What would I have? What would have I called him? Well, daddy, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Father, pa.
What, is that what your children call their father?
Daddy.
Uh-huh. What about them? What did your children call you?
Mother or mama.
Uh-huh. What about your grandparents? What did...
Granny or grandma.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call me.
What grandma? What do they call their grandfather?
Grandpa.
Uh-huh. What are the Spanish names?
Abuelo. Abuelo or abuela. A-B-U-E-L-A.
For
grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And L.O. for grandfather.
And most of them, what about for father and mother? What are the Spanish names?
Mama, papa.
Uh-huh. What do most of the Mexican-American children call? Do they call the Spanish names for
mother? Yes. Most, only the ones that, you know, that live up north are the ones that speak English only
mm-hmm.
at their homes, although they are of Mexican descent, but there are some families who prefer to speak English all the time, which I think is very good. Well, I think that it's so that their children won't have any trouble when they start school. Mainly, I think that is the reason mm-hmm. when there's young children. Other people, because they must like the English language. or maybe it's easier for them to speak English than it is to mm-hmm. speak Spanish.
Are there very many families like that?
Yes, there are. There's quite some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was reading somewhere that in some places like San Antonio, the people of Mexican descent wouldn't want to admit that they were.
Some of them don't. I don't know why. And some of them won't admit.